He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this? Wow. All right. Well, that happened. What happened? I don't even know. This happened.
There's a lot of timeouts. 2 seconds left. Giddy for the win. Go!
Oh, my God! I cannot.
What the hell? This was just... The game was over. Should have been over. They were up by 18. The Lakers were up by 18 in that game. Fuck. I cannot believe what just happened in that game. The Lakers lose to the Chicago Bulls. /119 to /117. They fall to 44-29 on the season. They, you know what, man? I'm just going to say it. The Lakers have gone right back to, and pardon, the reason I'm looking around is because I'm pulling up videos for the show. But the Lakers have gone right back to just not respecting the sport and not respecting what can happen to you when you just coast. They did it last night against Indiana in the plays that wound up leading to LeBron needing to tip in the winner. Remember, they just like stopped defending. Indiana was just getting layup lines to the basket at the end of that game. Because the Lakers were like, yeah, we're good now. We're good here. And then they like essentially were walking off of the court when there was an entire minute to go. And then tonight you have this sequence.
Get it into Vucevic. Quick pass to Williams. Big shot for three. Good. 2-point game, 9.8 left. Oh, who's ball? Giddy! The steal! Wait for the lead! Yeah!
Big time plays! Big time plays! Kobe, wait! Subs!
Both of those threes were LeBron's fault. Like, nobody else really to blame. He is guarding nobody and leaves Patrick Williams open in the corner. And the one thing that you needed to avoid there was a three-pointer. And then he turns the ball over on the inbounds pass that leads to Kobe White's three-pointer there late. And then I want to find a better angle of Josh Giddey make, because I couldn't believe what I was watching. The Lakers all were running away from the from Josh Giddey. There's only one person who can hurt you in this spot, and it's fucking Josh Giddey, the guy with the basketball, and everybody is running away from him. It was absolutely nuts. I can't find it. I just, it's fucking embarrassing. That was just the dumbest way to lose a basketball game that you had won. It was done. The Lakers were up by 18. Okay. You give up runs. Teams get back into games. That happens as part of the modern NBA. That, whatever. It's stupid. It's dumb. But the reason that that even happened was because, again, the Lakers just kind of stop defending. What they need to fucking realize is that they don't have the personnel to coast and have a decent floor defensively. Their floor defensively is somewhere near the crust of the earth, because Your key defensive personnel is Jackson Hayes anchoring the defense. It's Luka Doncic. It's Austin Reeves. It's a 40-year-old LeBron James, who apparently now is now moving like a 50-year-old LeBron James. LeBron, since he came, well, let's even look at like briefly before he tweaked his groin in March. So in March, he had a 5 for 10 three-point shooting effort against the New Orleans Pelicans. Outside of that game in March, 1 of 6 from deep against the Clippers, 2 of 8 from deep against New York, 0 of 6 from deep against the Celtics. Against the Bulls, the first loss, he was 1 of 2 from three-point range. Against Orlando, 0 of 3 from three-point range. Against Indiana, these games are after his return, 0 of 3 from three-point range. Against the Bulls tonight, 0 of 5 from three-point range. So since he has returned from that tweaked groin, he's made one more three-pointer than I have. One. And all right, fine. Like you're anchoring the defense, you're learning this new role, you're doing all these things. You're the oldest man in the sport. You can't be making, I don't know if he actually is. Maybe Chris Paul might be older. But you can't make those mistakes down the stretch of a game where you give up the three to Patrick Williams guarding nobody, and then you turn the ball over and they hit a three because like you force the ball to Austin Reeves there. And then on top of it all, like you're standing there at half court. You don't even challenge the guy's shooting shoulder. You don't even tack like Josh Giddey. Yeah, he's shooting a half court heave, and you don't want to foul him on that play. But you're running away from the ball. All of the Lakers, by the way, were running away from Josh Giddey until he took that jumper. Gabe Vincent was running away while he was guarding Kobe White. And you had Luka not really guarding anybody. You had LeBron kind of hovering at half court guarding Nikola Vucevic. There was 2 seconds left. They had to clear the entire court in 2 seconds. If they make a pass, they make a pass. Let them make a pass. Make them beat you with a pass there. You can't let a guy, a professional basketball player, dribble up to half court, gather himself, and shoot basically an uncontested half court shot. These guys make those shots. Have you ever seen the pregame rituals for all these guys? They all feature shots like that, where you take a couple dribbles, you gather yourself, and you shoot from half court. That's nothing for any of these guys. That's the only play that fucking beats you. That's it. That's all of it. That's the only play that hurts you there. But no, everybody's running away from Josh Giddey in that moment. Because again, like the Lakers just, they take so much for granted. And this is the thing that I've been trying to credit Josh, JJ Redick and the Lakers for trying to build, trying to get away, break away from this identity where they're so happy to just, all right, we got this. We're good. Like, can I go to lunch? And I know they're tired. It's like their 10th game in 15 days or whatever it is. But you do all of the work necessary to win. Win the fucking game. Finish the job. You gained an 18-point lead at one point. Finish the game. Knock them out. Knock their key players out of the game so that you can enjoy your rest. But nope, can't do that. I think the Bulls shot like 11 of 14 from three-point range in the fourth quarter. And the reason that is because the Lakers just stopped respecting anybody. It's just maddening to watch this team play basketball because they're so effing talented, especially offensively. They have so much talent out there. And they rolled the ball out. They finally started running some stuff. And wouldn't you know it, they got some good looks after they started running some stuff with Austin, LeBron, and Luka. Wow, man. And then on top of it all, like the Lakers, we've been talking about the margin for error that they don't have defensively. They don't have Rui right now. So that even further limits your margin for victory. You have to work so effing hard if you're the Lakers to be a decent, if not good, defensive basketball team. They know that. They have to know that at this point. They know what it looks like. They know how bad they can be defensively. They just gave up 146 points to this very Chicago Bulls team. You know what it looks like when you don't actually go out there and defend the way that you have to. Any basketball team can get hot. We just saw the worst shooting team in the sport shoot like almost, well, above 40% for much of the game until they cooled off late. Like, it's just, you can't, you're in this chase to avoid the play-in or to get home court in the first round. You've done all of the work necessary to win this game. Just win the goddamn game. You're right there. It's like my daughter does this sometimes where she'll eat something and it drives me insane, drives me bonkers. She'll eat like a banana or something like that. And I'll tell her, all right, whenever you're done eating stuff, she's 5 years old. Whenever you're done eating stuff, you're old enough to be able to walk your trash to the trash can and throw it away. And what do I find all the time? I find pieces of trash around the trash can. And I'm like, Avery, you're right there. Finish the job. Just put your foot on the little pedal. The door's going to open up. Put the trash in the trash can and walk away. You did your job. I wouldn't have to have this talk with you five times a week. And that's what I feel like with the Lakers. They do just enough work to get right there to the finish line. And they're just like, eh, this is good enough. And sometimes it works out. Sometimes you beat the Indiana Pacers late with a tip-in in a game that you should not have needed that tip-in on. Because, again, you got to the finish line and you were like, ah, this is good enough. That'll pick it up from here. What? And then the very next night, having not learned anything apparently from that experience, you go out, you do more than enough to win this game multiple times over. Austin Reeves made two game winners tonight. And neither of them are going to go down as a game winner because the Lakers got right there up to the finish line. We're like, yeah, that's all right. By the way, Austin might not play in the next game because he turned his ankle. I'm actually driven insane by this basketball team and by this organization's culture that just cuts corners and lets shit fall through the cracks. Maddening. Absolutely mad. This one's on LeBron. It just is. That's how this is going to work. LeBron played another meh game. He did have 17 points, 12 assists. That's good. Can't shoot now because, his lower body is not where it needs to be. Got to the free throw line only twice. I thought the refereeing was pretty bad again in this one. But 8 of 20 from the field, 40% from the field, and made that just absolute blunder late that led to 6 straight points in about 5 seconds. And then when the game-winning play just kind of like stood there and raised his arm, and it's just, Austin did more than enough to win this one. Dorian Finney-Smith had a bad game tonight, but Austin finishes with 30 points. Luka finishes with 25 points. Jackson Hayes played one of his better games of the season, 19 and 8 from him. And then you have a bench that was basically non-existent, 7 points for, Jared. You had, 8 points from Gabe, 8 points from Goodwin. Dalton couldn't score. They only played 9 guys in this one with, Rui out. And, you play LeBron 39 minutes on the second night of a back-to-back. And you play Luka 38 minutes on the second night of a back-to-back. And you play Austin 37 minutes on a bum ankle on the second night of a back-to-back against a team that currently sits at 33-40. And you walk away with a loss. It's inexcusable. It's embarrassing. The Lakers went out there and embarrassed themselves late. LeBron absolutely embarrassed himself late in this game. I don't even have any fucking notes, man. I'm just pissed. Like, I have not felt this angry over a loss in a long time. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing that the Lakers have gotten to a point here where they can piss me off to this level again. Because I think I've been riding a little high on the Luka thing. Like, at some point, I keep waiting for like the urgency to kick in. The Lakers defended tonight really poorly, short of like 1.5 quarters. They didn't really defend all that well last night either. And now there's some shooting luck that goes against the Lakers' favor in some of these spots. But for the most part, man, the Lakers, you would think that these are like, with the way that the Lakers are defending for chunks of these games, I know they're tired. I know they have senioritis. I know that they see the finish line right over there. But again, it's just like we talked about a second ago with these games. It's a perfect kind of zooming out of that problem. The Lakers are right there at the trash can for this entire season. They just need to run through the tape, and you can get yourself a pretty good seed, because the rest of the top of the conference is stumbling over each other too. The Lakers are right there. They did all of the work necessary to put themselves in this position where they can win themselves a nice, whether it's a 2 or 3 or 4 seed, whatever. They're right there. They're right on the precipice of being able to do it. They've put in so much work to put themselves in this exact spot. And you look at what they're doing down the stretch of this season, and it's like, yeah, sure, they're tired. Everybody's fucking tired. It's like whenever, I remember when my first like management position, I had this kid who was working for me, and I was at Men's Warehouse, and I was like relatively young. It was like while I was in college, it was my college gig. And so at Men's Warehouse, you had the salespeople and you had the people who helped the salespeople. And in order to be a commissioned salesperson, you had to work full time there at Men's Warehouse. I didn't have the time in my schedule to be full time. So I was like just under full time. And I was like the manager of the team that helped the salespeople. And there was this kid who, fairly intelligent kid. He was also going to school, all this stuff, rich parents. But this kid always came in late, and it was always with an excuse. And I remember telling him, I'm not going to light the kid's name on light the kid's life on fire here by saying his name. But I remember telling him, I was like, dude, why are you always late? He's like, well, you know, today I had this, and then yesterday I had this. And then, you know, he's like, I'm like, I don't give a shit. I don't care what's going on in your life. We all have shit going on in our lives. Everybody does. You got to get here on time. You're on the schedule for this time. You got to be here on time. You're not getting paid for your first hour of work today, because this is 3 weeks straight where you've been late. And I'm just going to, no, you're good. You got here too late. Go home. And and this kid, like, you know, always an excuse. There was always something going on. And I kind of feel like that's where the Lakers are right now. I am that sick of the Lakers right now. Which, like, you don't think that the Nuggets are tired? You don't think Nikola Jokic is tired? He's carried that entire organization for the entirety of you know, the second half of his career now. Of course he's tired. He's still trying to go out there and get the job done. He's trying to run through the tape. You don't think the Houston Rockets or the Memphis Grizzlies or even the Oklahoma City Thunder are not tired? Of course they're all tired. They're running through the tape. Everybody has their shit going on. And yet every time it's like, you know, we're kind of tired. We're kind of banged up and we're kind of this and kind of that. I don't care anymore. You're right there. You have done the work necessary to put yourself in this position. Get the job done. And if you can't, all right, cool. Good to know about you here moving forward. And that's essentially where I landed on with that kid. Yeah. I think you're good at basically, it's not like you needed to be a Einstein to work at Men's Warehouse. Our job was to put together like shirt and tie combinations that would help these suits look better and accessorize in a way that would increase the total sales for, you know, on these customers who were walking out the door. It wasn't exactly brain surgery. This kid was pretty good at it. And it was like, I just told him go home. Eventually, we cut his hours to the point where he was like, hey, I need more hours. I need more hours. I was like, I can't rely on you. Go find another job. And eventually he had to. He quit and he went and found another job. And I don't know what happened to him after that. And it's like, yeah, maybe this is just who the Lakers are. Maybe that, like, you know, you tell a lot about yourself when you're tired. Are you gonna buck up? Are you actually gonna, you know, put your foot in the ground and say, no, we're actually gonna win this game? Or are you gonna make excuses and stumble late in this race and then wind up with a much tougher run through the postseason than you would have had if you would have just finished the goddamn job?